No, actually, it gives me leadership, supervisor opportunities, to work with the students, and then it gives you, responsibility, being able to come over here on your own, and knowing that people trust your abilities to come over and make the decisions. What needs water? What doesn't need water? And just making sure nothing breaks down, and gaining the knowledge to learn what's going on with the horticulture department and everything. So, I really enjoy it. It's working out real good for me.
Do you plan to use some of these skills when you get out?
Absolutely. I've got a pretty strong vegetable farming background, but I'd never got into the scientific end of farming or plants themselves. So I've used the knowledge that I've gained in horticulture to learn more about the scientific end, the botany, the plants themselves. And this is exactly what I want to do when I get out is I fell in love with organic gardening, and that's the medium that I want to, try. So this has worked out great for me.
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Huntsville. I was born in Pensacola, Florida, but I'm Huntsville pretty much all my life. And I come up for parole next month, where it's my month to come up anyway. They were a little bit behind, but I'm hoping to head back to Huntsville and carry this knowledge with me and put it to good use. Parole is my way out. Let's hope that I've learned a lesson. Let's hope that I've learned a good lesson.
Okay, speaking of lessons, what do you think about the program here at J.F. Ingram?
I think this is the greatest thing that could ever happen to an inmate. And I highly encourage, especially the young guys, when I see them come into prison, I always encourage them to try to do something positive. If they don't have a GED, please get your GED. If you don't have a trade, get a trade. Don't go back out the same way you came in. You've already got a strike against you as a convicted felon. I mean, none of us be here if we weren't convicted of a felony. And to walk back out of here with a felony conviction and no education is a bad thing. Here's all the opportunity in the world right here for you. And it's provided free to us. And, it doesn't make any sense for anybody in prison that doesn't have an education to not take advantage of it. Because, this is a win-win situation. It's totally positive.
Anything else you think our listeners should know?
No, just that there's a lot of people trying to do the right thing, a lot of people that that are really trying to keep positive attitudes and wanting to get out of prison and do the right thing, and to don't give up on us. That's it, mainly. Just don't give up on us.